what am I afraid of? What is actually going on inside of me right now? And this, if you can create this habit in 2022, you will be able to break through fear. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you.
Hello and happy new year and welcome to this year's Mind Body to Lead podcast. We're in 2022. It is currently Thursday, the 6th of January, and I am so excited for this year. Georgie, how about you? How are you feeling about this year?
I'm feeling absolutely pumped 2022, to be honest. I think that there is going to be some challenges. I'm not going to sit here and be naive and think that woohoo, 2022 is the year of, you know, lots of good things to happen. I think there's going to be some amazing things to happen, but I also do think there's going to be some obstacles that are going to that we're all going to have to overcome. However, in those times of challenge, in those times when we face obstacles, we experience the most growth. So I am really excited about 2022, and I'm also super excited because I know so many of you who listen to this podcast have just signed up for our program. And I just want to take a moment before we get into today's episode to thank every single one of you who has. The gratitude I will never be able to express that you've put your trust into Kyle and I, you believe in us, and you are excited to go through the program with us. You know, and the reason why I'm so passionate about our program now more than ever is because we are living in a world of uncertainty. We don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen next month, let alone 6 months or a year's time. So I want every single one of our podcast listeners, our Mind Body to Lead members, to be ready for whatever is to come. Because remember, we can't control what happens around us, but we can always control how we show up and how we respond. And I honestly believe that when mindset is the most crucial, is not when everything's good, right? Because it's easy to be positive and happy and joyful when everything's going well. If you can still show up with a level head, with positivity, with, you know, this inner peace, no matter what is going on around you, that's when you know that you are winning at life. That's when you know that you have got a resilient mindset. Because it's not just about having a positive mindset, it's also about having a silent mindset as well, like a silent mind where your mind's not constantly busy thinking about, you know, all the worst case scenarios and all the things that could go wrong and all the things that you're not sure of. So I am super pumped this year. I'm super pumped to coach. I'm super pumped to see people transform. I'm super pumped for Kai and I, who are still going to be on this van life journey, seeing so many places and taking you guys along with the ride. And hopefully inspiring you to get clear on what it is that you want in 2022, to not let fear, which is the topic of today's podcast, hold you back anymore. Because there is too many people at the moment, especially what's going on in the world right now, living their life in fear. And I read a quote the other day that I thought, wow, that is just so profound. And the quote was, "Don't let the fear of dying stop you from living." Don't let the fear of dying stop you from living. I think that's super powerful right now, you know, because all you've got to do is turn on the news and you are afraid. Hence why Kai and I never have the news on. But life doesn't have to be lived that way. So once again, thank you to each and every one of you who has joined the program. And if you haven't yet, come and join us. You know, you can buy one and you can gift one, meaning you can split the cost between you and a friend, which makes it so affordable. Like, we just want to help. We want to show up in 2022 and just inspire and coach as many people as we possibly can to live a life that feels authentic and true to them. So check it out. The links will be below.
And look, as of this time recording it, so it's Thursday the 6th, we close the doors on Sunday the 9th of January. So there's literally less than 72 hours until doors close. So you may be listening to this afterwards, and if so, that's cool. We'll still be showing up, as Georgie said, in this podcast. And, you know, for all of our listeners, and we know a lot of our members are listeners as well, we are going to be going on this beautiful journey together. Mm. And as Georgie mentioned, we are not going to let fear hold us back. And that really ties in nicely to what we're going to speak about in today's podcast. Because as you would have seen from the title, we actually were very close and we almost didn't start van life, which right now I'd be really sad about if we didn't start van life, because we're sat, we're currently in Queen Mary Falls. Mm-hmm. We are, which is, if you don't know where Queen Mary Falls is, it is southeast Queensland. It's inland from the Gold Coast, but it's very, very close to the New South Wales border. Mm-hmm. Now, pretty much, I think we're about 200 metres from the New South Wales border. That's how kind of close it hugs. But Queen Mary Falls, as you can imagine, is a beautiful waterfall. There's a nice road that comes up with two other falls as well as Queen Mary Falls, which we have both explored. And if you check out our Instagrams and you had a look at that, they'll be on there because it's absolutely beautiful. And I can't even imagine my life not being in the van now.
I know. We were actually sat the other day while we were having a few wines in Stanthorpe, which was also amazing, and just actually reflecting on the last 7 weeks. And we were just laughing and smiling and just being like, wow, like we almost didn't do it. And we're going to explain why that was. But it just shows that often the other side of fear is so much joy, so much happiness, so much growth. And it's just, I'm so passionate now about helping people, you know, break through their fear, have the courage to go after their dreams, and not let fear of failure, fear of, you know, worrying about the future hold them back, because otherwise, as Carl said, we would not be here now. So before we go into it, I just want to actually address, like, what is fear, right? Well, fear is basically false evidence appearing real, right? And fear was a very real thing when we were, you know, hunter-gatherers, you know, when we constantly were having to look out for danger. You know, like, if I turn around this corner, is something going to jump out and kill me, you know? Or am I about to go eaten by that tiger? Like, fear a long time ago was warranted. Whereas nowadays, we are fearful of missing a work deadline. We're fearful of our boss. We're fearful of, you know, our kids getting sick. We're fearful of us getting sick. The fear that we're experiencing now isn't just a case of it comes in and it goes, right? Like, you look at animals when they're sort of running for their life in nature. It's fear, it's adrenaline, and then it goes after the fear has gone away, after the threat's not there anymore. Whereas what we're doing in our society as people, and I can speak from experience because I've been there, is we're holding on to that fear. We're letting fear run our life, which is causing us stress and unease in the body. And fear as well it stops us from thinking straight. It stops us from thinking rationally, from putting things into perspective. And what it does in the body is, it's really not good. So when you are constantly in a state of fear, your immune system is lowered. And I'm going to bring up COVID here because we are living in this world at the moment. One of the second most highest comorbidities that made people get far sicker from COVID was fear-related disorder, aka anxiety and stress. Fear and anxiety. So if, you know, imagine, like, if you got COVID and you listened to the news every day and you thought, oh my God, I've got COVID, I'm going to die, this is really going to make me sick. Your mind is so, so powerful that you are literally going to create that in your body, right? That's been proven. Like, look at the placebo effects. Why does that work? Like, look at, you know, someone's given a drug to treat a medical condition and someone's given a sugar pill. You often see very similar results with the sugar pill as you do the actual drug. So we know the power of the mind. We know what the mind can do. So this is why it's so important now that we understand fear. We don't run from our fear, but instead we become curious. This is the key takeaway right now. anytime you feel fear in your body, whether that's a racing heart, sweaty palms, or just unease, anytime you feel unease in the body, right, I want you to be curious. I want you to stop, if you can, close your eyes, and just tune into that fear. Don't try and run from it. It's what people do. I don't want to feel like this, so I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to busy myself over here or do this or do that. Be curious. Go inside. What am I afraid of? What is actually going on inside of me right now? And this, if you can create this habit in 2022, you will be able to break through fear. So that is a really, really key piece. And I just wanted to sort of frame it out, because now when Kai and I are faced with fear, we do this exact thing and we go through the worst case, the best case, the likely case. And you know what? The worst case is often so ridiculous. You just go, is that actually going to happen? Do we really believe that's going to happen? And you sort of end up laughing at yourself. Best case, woohoo, that would be phenomenal. Likely case, all right, cool, I can live with that. So, Kyle, do you want to like tell them about the time when we were about to put the deposit down on buying the van, mm-hmm. and we were sat in bed and we were reading?
We're watching, well, first and foremost, so we'd actually initially we transferred the deposit for the van. And yeah. Whenever Georgie and I make a decision, we don't go into anything lightly, but we're very, I won't say quick to make a decision, but we just go, right, let's do it. Because we know very, very quickly, as Georgie just spoke about, fear can come up. And we'll always tell ourselves why not to do something. And the more we listen to that, the more we stop ourselves from saying, you know, oh, I'm going to stop myself from doing that. The more that builds up, and the chances of you doing it is not very high. And we just initially put a deposit down, and we're going to transfer the other amount. And we were watching a lot of YouTubes on van life, and we happened to stumble across, as YouTube does, as we love their algorithm, it came across 5 security things that you're going to need for your van. Mm-hmm. And it was things like, and this video was actually somebody doing van life in Russia. Yeah. So the height of security on this van was intense.
Yeah.
It was, you know, security cameras, bolted locks through the front door, through the back door. It was escape hatches in the van. And we were like, oh my goodness, is this what kind of van life's like?
Yeah.
We were a little bit, you know, that was literally...
We're going to be safe.
It's like, yeah. And imagine this, exactly the same thing with the news. Mm. Is the worst, that would literally was the worst case scenario, but that really was hyper worst case scenario. But we just, that fed our minds. And even though we were laughing at it, subconsciously, we were still watching it.
Yeah.
And so, of course, fear was starting to come up. And we went to bed that night. And our biggest worry in the whole of this van life, as you can imagine, was our little dog, Ted, who's actually lying with us right now. And we know, George and I, we can be responsible for ourselves. But obviously, Ted, you know, we have to be responsible for him and making sure that he is 100% okay. Now, in anything in life, we didn't necessarily want Ted to hold us back from experiencing so many incredible things. So we were like, is Ted going to be okay? You know, are we going to be able to leave Ted in a van and be able to go and do a few things? You know, whether that is just literally leaving him to go, you know, to a shop to pick up some food, to do a bike ride, as you see some of us do. And if you're listening to this now and going, oh my goodness, how do you leave a dog in a van? Well, we have designed this van it actually is cooler in this van than it is in most homes. I think it's better insulated than most homes. Yeah. So we have double insulated this van with military grade insulation. So it's the insulation that they use for military aeroplanes. So we've got that double insulated. We also have double max fans. So we've got one pulling, one pushing air. So there's a constant circulation of air. And we also have Wi-Fi set up in the van. So we've got a webcam that we can always keep an eye on Ted, and we can speak to him. We can see him constantly. So we're always aware. And we've also trained him to be in the van. And we've sat and we've watched him, and we know exactly what he's doing. So in terms of the temperature in this van, it can be literally in the 30s degrees outside. But inside, with the air flying, it feels like you're sat inside, in almost aircon.
I also just want to jump in here and say as well, because you've pointed out something that I think you and I over the years now actually do quite naturally. We're very solution driven. And when that fear came up of like, okay, are we going to be safe? Is Ted going to be okay? Oh my goodness, like, have we just done the right thing? We're leaving, you know, our beautiful home on the Gold Coast to go travel in a van. Are we mad? And all these like worst case scenarios were going up. Like, what if someone breaks in and steals Ted? Like, that was where my mind was going. Mm. But instead of just letting that fear run completely riot, Carr and I sat down, we communicated, and we both like said, okay, what's your fear? What's that fear? How can we prevent that from happening? All right. So if that's the worst case scenario, what can we do to prevent that from happening? And like Carl said, you know, we invested in the best insulation. We invested in the best max fans that you could possibly get. We've got a temperature control in the van. We bought this thing called Ferber, which is a webcam that monitors him when we're not there, which, let's be honest, we're very not ready with him, but the old bike ride and stuff like that. But my point being is that, you know, when we came across this fear, we didn't go, right, that's it, we're not doing it. And that, because that would have been the easy option, right? And also, I think it's fear of the unknown. That was the biggest one. It's like
Massively. Fear
of the unknown. That is what holds so many people back. It's like, actually, do you know what? I've got my little comfort zone here. I've got my beautiful home. I've got my nice friends. You know, I've got my regular coffee shops to go to. And I know where I can go to get a good breakfast. And I do this. And this is my routine. And oh, goodness, like, this is change. There's too much change. But instead of like going, right, we can't do that, we were like, how can we make this work?
Which saying that, that's okay. Like, if you're feeling that life is, you know, it's really fulfilled, but if you're really feeling like you're not, something's not quite in harmony and something's not quite aligned, it's just addressing those little mini areas of your life. And for Georgie and I, travel was an absolute, it was a huge one. So we knew very, very quickly that van life, you know, was a great idea for us both.
And the other thing as well, and this is key, this is literally like, I think habit number two in the program, we know our values. Kyle and I, this is why it's so easy for us to make these big decisions, like moving into a van or going full-time traveling, because we know ourselves so well and we know our values. So for example, if our values had have been, say, family, you know, certainty, community, you know, that van life wouldn't appeal to us. But our values, our top two values are health and freedom. So freedom, right? So of course, living in the van was so appealing to us. Health, because, you know, we love moving our bodies every day. So I was like, what an opportunity to get out in nature and see things and do things. So I think what makes decisions easier and what makes overcoming the fear easier is knowing who you are. That's super, super key, because, you know, once you know who you are, you start to make these decisions, and when the obstacles come up, you face them easier, because you go, actually, no, I know this is what I want to do. I know that I'm going to come up against a few challenges along the way, because, you know, the universe is a very abundant universe, but it also does send us some tests so we can grow. So knowing yourself.
So how can people, so if somebody's listening to this right now saying, oh, but Georgie, I don't know what my values are. Like, what type of questions, I guess, could people ask themselves?
Can't do the program.
But what, you know, what questions can, you know, can somebody ask themselves just to, yeah, find out maybe what their value is?
I think it's just important just to spend time with yourself. Like, you know, what do I enjoy? When am I my happiest? What frustrates me? What triggers me? You know, so for me, honesty and integrity is a big value of mine. So I don't like it when I feel someone lies to me, or somebody tells me what to do or something like that. So integrity is a huge one. So that triggers me. You know, I know health is my number one, because when I'm moving my body and stuff, I feel really happy. I know freedom's a really big one for me, because when I'm traveling and not sort of tied down to anything, I feel far, far more at peace. So it's just, it's going on how you feel a lot of the time. So, you know, when you're in these situations, so for example, like if one of your highest values is family, and you love it when you're sat at the dinner table and that's your favorite time of the day, when all of your family are sat there, or Christmas time and you're with all your family, or someone's birthday and you're like, this is, I'm in my element now. Well, yeah, family is going to be probably in your top three values. But it's also good to also always sort of be reassessing your values, because your values can change over time. You know, so health at the moment is my number one, but that might not always be the case. You know, I will always be in my top three, but, you know, there might come a time when maybe health can't be my number one for whatever reason, or maybe when freedom has to kind of take a lower step down because maybe we won't be able to travel for a little while overseas. So there's always these things, but like people, I believe, need to spend more time with themselves, going within, tapping into how they feel when they're in certain situations. That's how you understand more about yourself. Just spending time asking those deeper questions, getting to know yourself at a deeper level.
That's beautiful. So just to kind of link it back then to, you know, why we almost didn't start van life was, so everything that happened, we finished the YouTube, we were lying in bed, we were reading, and I just could sense Georgie next to me feeling something. And I thought, I'm feeling exactly the same. And we both switched the lights off to go to bed, and neither of us could sleep. And we were like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And we were like, I think I'm thinking what you're thinking. So we switched the lights back on, and we asked ourselves the question, obviously, are we being silly? That's usually the first question that you ask about doing all of this. But then, as Georgie said, we did, right, what's the best case, the worst case, and the likely case? So that's the biggest thing we want you to take from this podcast. If anything comes up that you're fearful about, what is the best case, worst case, likely case? And so, Georgie, let's talk through what we spoke about with the best case, worst case, likely case really quickly.
Well, best case was we all love van life. Everyone has a great time and we travel around and we just have the best time of our lives, right?
Worst case
was the van gets broken into, like we lose everything, Ted gets stolen. Like, I mean, the worst case was pretty dreary, to be honest. But again, like, what are the chances of that actually happening?
And it's right? Putting the things in place to stop that happening.
Correct. Which we've right? done. Big, like, good security and things like that. Likely case, maybe it's going to be a bit of an adjustment. Maybe for the first few weeks, you know, Ted's going to be a bit upset when we leave him, or, you know, maybe we won't be able to leave him for long, or, you know, maybe we won't be able to go to all the national parks we want to go to, or, you know, like just this and that. But okay, cool. Well, that's not that bad. So the likely case ended up, in fact, I have to say, the best case scenario was actually came true. Because Ted has loved it. He hasn't stopped us from doing anything because he is so happy and chilled now just to be in the van by himself for a couple of hours now again in his home. Kai and I have just had the absolute time of our lives. So the best case can become the best case. Again, it's how you respond to things. It's your mindset going into things. But it's always good to write it down, see it for what it is, and be curious. That's the other thing I want you to take away. Be curious. Why am I feeling like this? What could be holding me back? And the more you are curious and you don't ignore the fear, the more the fear will eventually subside. And past that fear could be the most amazing life that you couldn't even imagine right now. So have the courage in 2022. And on that note, if you are fearful maybe of joining the program, or you're thinking, oh, I don't know if this is going to work for me, or what if I fail, or any of that, well, again, that is just fear. And I just want to say to you, if you are feeling that fear now, let that go, because we will be with you every single step of the way in 2022. And we are now living our dream, can't I? And I'm sitting here now, it's been, you know, 10 years in the making to get here. Our purpose and our passion right now is to help you, is to help you get over your fear, is to help you understand yourself, understand your values, define what success means to you, become the healthiest version of yourself, understand the principles of nutrition, of moving your body, you're having the right attitude towards mindset and mental health, building that resilient mind, learning how to meditate, learning how to deal with stress in a more proactive way. That is what we want for you in 2022. So don't let fear hold you back. Come and join us. We'd love to have you in the community. And we look forward to doing more podcasts on the road and bringing you more stories and more episodes that hopefully you're going to enjoy this year. So on that note, we'll love you and leave you.
Have yourself a phenomenal 2022, and super grateful, as Georgie said, that you've chosen to listen to this podcast as well. And we are going to take you on this incredible ride with us. So Have a beautiful day. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.